from Independence, Ohio.
You've changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on the 17th day of July, 2023. His summer is flying by. And this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week, folks. So we are running to the fight. There's been no quit in this ministry for 50 years. And we know that we see the enemy rising its head. And we're getting ready to go to battle tonight. So now, back there in a cage out there on the telephones, what they call the phone booth, those guys have been dreaming about, like Superman, coming out of that phone booth and flying away. Well, okay. But anyhow, we got Radical Randy, we got Fearless Frank, and, well, I don't know, what do we have for, what's his name? Is he back there?
Yeah.
What's his name back there? Let me see. We got Randy, we got Frank, and is he listening? What?
Eric.
Oh, Errol.
Eric.
All right, there's Eric back there. See, Eric doesn't say much. He just kind of just sits there. He's kind of quiet, but he's good on the telephone. And he's getting the first call tonight, isn't he? And then here we have in the glass cage that highly talented board pro, none other than Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
And then you heard Lock and Load Lisa. She squeaked, right?
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. And then this is Monday, the first night of a pledge week. So it is her time of the month, and we have Nurse Elaine Conley with the Wellness Project.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty. And then we have way out yonder, he's called the Missouri Legend, none other than the Parson, Pastor Joe Larson. The Parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Once again.
Are you there, Joe?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. Alrighty.
I don't know what happened. I was talking just fine with Kyle, but anyway, well, ready to go to work.
Alrighty. Here's what we're going to have to do. We just got a call in here, and we have a prayer request from, we want to hold up Jeannie in North Carolina, because here, her son had just committed suicide, and Jeannie's beside herself. And so let's pray. Join me, and I would ask folks, all of you out there, listen, I know what it's like to lose a child, and I know many of you do too. So it's very important. Jeannie right now really needs to be comforted. She really needs to be comforted. And so if you would join me, there's power in prayer, believe me. If you just got to believe. You got to believe it. If you believe me, it's there. So join me as we pray for the good Lord to be a comfort to her at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't really know Jeannie, but I do know this, Lord, that you do. And I know she called up here. She's hurting. And we would ask, Father God, at this time that you would intercede in her behalf, and Lord, that you would be a comforter to her during these times. And we know when you lose a child, it's kind of like somebody who reaches in and rips your heart out. And so, Lord, we need for you to reach in and give her that peace that passes all understanding and be a comfort to her at this time, Lord. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, we have the title of the message. You remember the title of the message, Joe?
Because Thou Art Luke form.
You got it. All right. Now, Alexis de Tocqueville has been credited, Joe, with stating that all that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Now, there are people that says, well, he really never said that, but others say, yes, so he did say that. And he also said this, and I know he said this for sure. He said, America was great because America was good. And if America ever ceased to be good, she would cease to be great. And we've kind of seen that in our lifetime, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We've experienced that. So America has become conformed to the world. Her churches were once the pillars of morality. Today, only a remnant, only a very small remnant of the professing body of Christ has not apostatized. You know, that, well, Elaine, Nurse Elaine, you know what that word apostatized means. That's a medical term. That means become infected.
Exactly.
And so what has happened, they become infected with sin, haven't they?
Well, with the ideology and the latest lies.
Well, the ideology that you're talking about, one word for that is sin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so here today we've seen the what they call the liberal church. Now, here's the very, very sad thing about this. Is so many of our young people today in America, so many of our young people today have been taught that embracing LGBTQ and embracing abortion and embracing these things is a show of Christian love, but it's exactly the opposite, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's total disobedience to God, isn't it?
Infanticide.
Right. So here, today we've seen in the apostate church, the United Church of Christ, we've seen it in the Episcopal Church, we've seen it most of the United Methodists, we've seen it in all of the World and National Council of Churches. We've seen them embrace abortion, embrace sodomy, embrace pedophilia, embrace transgenderism. All of these things, it's what they call same-sex wedding, a marriage, God calls an abomination in his sight. And Joe, you remember one of the old Hebrew definitions for abomination. Do you remember?
Smell of rotting, the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God.
Exactly. That's not a good thing, is it?
Doesn't sound too good to me.
Alrighty. Okay, so anyhow, I wanted to say praise the good Lord. Bob in North Carolina pledges 500. Thank you, Bob in North Carolina. And Tony in Toronto pledges 125. Folks, the numbers are 888-281-1110. That's with credit cards. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Okay, wait a minute. New York City. Oh, that's New York City. I thought it was North Carolina. Okay, Bob in New York City. Well, thank you. That's Bob for 500. Thank you, Bob. Okay. Now, Bob from New York, from North Carolina, it's your turn, right? Okay. Now,
one thing I want to add to what you were saying, real love is facing someone and telling them their sin is going to condemn them to hell, but there is salvation through Jesus Christ because he does love them enough to forgive them of their sins. That's true love, trying to save somebody from condemning their soul to hell. They think by encouraging or ignoring a bad behavior, you're being good to that person, but you're just allowing them to continue on that eight-lane highway, freeway to hell.
You know, I've had so many of the new people that have come to our church, they've come there, and they told me because we're here, because you guys are preaching the truth. You're not tickling our ears. We're not one of the entertainment centers, one of the mega country clubs. We hold strictly to the Bible, and at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, folks, we still hold to the very first principles of the oracles of God. That means, without compromise, we hold to doctrine. And so, Joe, let's turn to Romans chapter 12. In Romans chapter 12, we're going to read verses 1 and 2.
All right. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay, hold to that thought, because we're going to come right back here. I have forgotten. We have some specials for this pledge week. We have a number of books. We have, now, this is the amount we have left, okay? We have 20 books left. This is for perilous times. This book is absolutely dynamite by Dr. Bill Grady. I mean, Deep Truths for Shallow Waters. And this book pertains to the days that we're living in right now and how we navigate through these days we're living in now. Excellent book. We're asking for a donation of $50. We only have 20 of these books left. We have the Bible and the Blackboard. Now, the Bible and the Blackboard talks about Christianity and the public school system. Christianity and the public school system. We're only asking a donation of $15 for that. And then we have the American...
That's an oxymoron.
Right. So now we have the Great America Awakening. And this is by Senator Jim DeMont, former Senator Jim DeMont. He is writing about the first 2 years of the Obama regime, when Obama started purging the good people out and started bringing in, going all the way anti-Christ communism. And so we only have 18 of those books left. We're asking a donation of 30. Now, the second most popular items we have are our CDs. We have three different CDs here. One, I Stand for the Flag and I Kneel for the Cross. I'll just very quickly give you some of the songs that's on here very fast, okay? Can You Feel the Kingdom Coming? Awake, O Israel. Better Be Right. Face the Flag. Forever Heroes. Get a Grip on Immigration. Heaven's Under Siege. There's actually 19 songs. I'm not going to go the whole route because of time. And then we have Freedom Worth Fighting For. And we have I've Got a Mansion. And we've got a number of these. Eagles Gather. I got to slow down. I'm going too fast, huh?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. And then the Star Spangled Banner, so on and so forth. Very, very good. Freedom Worth Fighting For. And then we have the Heartfelt Songs. This is one of the older ones. We have Big Baptist John, His Word, I've Got a Mansion, Better Be Right, Welcome to God's World, Heaven's Under Siege, Awake, O Israel. Actually, all together, I think there's 17 songs on this one. Now, we're asking $25 a piece, a donation, or you can get all three for $60. That's not a bad deal. Okay.
No, that's good.
And these are some dynamite songs. Now, then we have the most popular item we have, and it should be the most popular, is the Bible Answer Book, the little red book they call it. It is dynamite. It's absolute dynamite. And we're asking a donation of $25 for that. Or here's the deal, Joe. You can get the entire thing, the whole Grand Slam, as Randy calls it, for $150, and that's a saving of $45. That's a saving of $45. So there you go. I don't have a whole lot of time to announce that many times because this is Pledge Week, and so now I want to get back to where we left off. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, when he's talking about living sacrifice, now, whatever he's referring to, all through the scripture, living sacrifice, he tells us we are to die to what? Die to the?
Sin.
No, die to the world. He says we are to die to the world and live in obedience to Christ. And so, And then when he goes to, when he says, Joe, reasonable, if you go to the Greek, that word reasonable in the Greek is logikos, logikos. And that's where we get the word logical, huh?
And it sure is.
And so he's saying here, it's illogical, but the service, where he says reasonable service, that service, latrein, that word means priestly service. It means priestly service. So he's telling you that it's only logical that we present our bodies in a priestly service. And so here, are we to be priests? Because, see, the office of the priesthood, we know, ended at Calvary. It ended when the veil of the temple was rent. The Lord Jesus said, it is finished, right?
Right, because in the temple was the Holy of Holies, where they considered to be the dwelling place of God on earth. But now, with the temple destroyed and with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit given by Jesus Christ, we are now our own high priest, and our body is the temple.
Absolutely. So we are to be a priest. The Bible
says,
you
could also say that reasonable service is your acceptable service to God, because if your body's the temple and you are your own high priest, then you fall under a different set of rules than the heathens, right?
He tells you in Hosea chapter 4 that you cannot be a priest. You can't serve him if you're disobedient, if you're...
No.
And so from Genesis to Revelation, the one thing God's word demands more than anything else is obedience to God. Huh?
If you love me, you will obey me. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
So Peter says we're to be a royal priesthood, the church, the body of Christ. We're to be a royal priesthood, living stones, huh?
Right.
And
build
so
a living church.
The living stones are a part of the stones are a part of the rock, okay? And so that's what we are to be. We're to be a part of the body of Christ, each one of us, and we're to be a holy priesthood, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, so and what was the purpose of the priest was to offer up sacrifice, so we offer up our sacrifices of what? We offer up sacrifices of praise, of worship, of tithes, and what else? One other thing, service, right?
Service.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, very good. Now he goes on to say, and be not conformed, okay, and be not conformed to the world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, when we talks about the renewing of your mind, he's talking about back to the Bible, back to the Bible.
Right.
That's how we have the renewing of our mind, huh?
To the gospel once delivered to the saints.
And so if we move back towards the Bible, we're going to be moving away from what?
The world.
From political correctness and from woke, huh?
Right, and back toward the old ways, the old paths that God says are the best. That's his way.
All right, very good. All right, we got to get the numbers out. It's pledge week, folks. Look, those guys are back there in the phone booth. You got Eric, you've got Randy, and you've got Frank. They're in that room. They're locked in that phone booth, folks. And if they're not answering phones, then they have time on their hands. They might even fight. They might get into you've got to help them. You've got to save them. You've got to call 888-281. Don't leave them back there with time on their hands. You know how they are. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. They're back there in that phone booth. They're locked in there. And, you know, they got to take so many calls. Should I let them even out to go to the bathroom unless they're taking calls? They got to take calls, folks. They got to take calls, right? What do you think, Elaine? Elaine, say something.
Please call us. This is Pledge Week. You're not going to find truth, real truth, any place but here.
Okay. Do you have mercy on those guys in the phone booth?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you heard the sweet little lady, what she's asking you to call.
Keep him busy.
All right, keep him busy.
You're afraid he'll put you back there, Elaine?
No, I would never put her back there with those guys. That would be terrible. I wouldn't even go back there. Okay. All righty. 888-281-1110. Or, see, they can hear me, but they're way back there. They can't do nothing to me. All right. 888-677-9673. Come on, call. We got to hear from you. All right, Joe. Now, what we were talking about there, I don't have tolerance. I have no tolerance at all for apathy. You know, to me, someone who's apathetic is pathetic. It really are. I there's no time in this life for apathy, is there?
No.
And so here, the apostate church, you know, if you talk to these people and in the apostate church and what they're doing is they're giving their reasons for conforming. And one of them, I said, well, if we preach against abortion, I had a Presbyterian preacher tell me this. He was at a pastor's luncheon. And he sat next to me and he said, Pastor Sanders, I listen to you and I agree with everything you say on the air. I mean, I'm right with you on that. He said, but you got to understand something. If I preached the way you do, if I preached against abortion the way you do, I would offend so many women in my congregation. Therefore, now let me ask you this. Well, I'll ask Elaine. She'll know the answer. Elaine, if he doesn't preach against that horrible sin, is he offending God?
Yes, he is.
So are you better to offend the women in the congregation or God?
Offend the women in the congregation. That's part of the problem. They're not standing by God's truth anymore.
Now, here's what I asked him. And maybe I shouldn't have said this, but I was a little bit teed, and I said, well, dummy, did you ever stop and think if you'd been preaching against that horrible, horrible sin, you might not have so many women in your congregation that you would offend because they wouldn't have committed that sin? And he looked at me. I think he was taken back when I called him dummy, but I couldn't help it. And he looked at me and he said, well, you know what? He said, you've got a good point. He said, you're right.
You were using logic, common sense, and God's word.
Well, we just read about Romans 2, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, Romans 12, yeah. Okay, so here, yeah, I've heard this too. If I preach against sodomy, and I know, Brother Sanders, you're a pit bulldog. You're out there always fighting with the enemy. But if I preached against that sin of sodomy, I would offend LGBTQ. And we have some of those that even come to our church. Well, again, if you're not offending them, if you're not preaching the truth, then you're offending God, are you not?
Yes, you are.
We heard them say, if we preach against pedophilia, we're going to offend the entire Democratic Party elite. The entire Democratic Party elite is flush with pedophiles today.
Well, one of the United Church ministers in Brecksville, they had an article in the newspaper saying that basically the acceptance of transgender because he wanted to stop the suicides of the youth. Well, that's a total misunderstanding of why suicides are happening in our population.
It's because the people like him are confusing the young people.
Correct.
And you've got these public school teachers that are doing a horrible, horrible
thing.
There's
a myriad of reasons. Everything is being compiled. You know, kids are being indoctrinated and, you know, they're being told lies and confusion.
Alrighty, we have. Let me get here. Bill in Boston pledges 200. Thank you, Bill. Beverly in Manhattan pledges 1,000. Thank you, Beverly. Boy, we got to get some matches to that. Thank you again. And hang tight. Well, we'll be back right after this.
They hate the whole Christian nation. Want to force our elimination. Maybe.
meaning of man and wife.
Took away all of free speech.
It's now a crime for us to preach.
The gospel's preached throughout the land.
But the heathen don't understand.
Christian people, Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
By the sea, restore our nation.
They can't steal our salvation.
We'll tell the truth, we won't lie.
Our victory comes from on high.
Christian people, Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
Alrighty, we are back, and John in Minnesota pledges 77. Thank you, John, out there in Minnesota. Folks, again, we're in a battle. We're telling you, this coming, let me tell you, Thursday, July 27th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chardon Christian Fellowship Church, and that's in Chardon, at 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon. That's 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon. That's my cousin is the pastor. My cousin Wayne Sanders is the pastor of that church. And you're going to have the Truth and Light Town Hall. It's the Truth and Light Town Hall. Be prepared to defeat Ohio's pro-death, pro-abortion ballot initiative. And so we have three presenters, three sessions, call to action, and short question answer. And, folks, I'm planning on being there, too, to meet and greet people. And folks, this is very, very important. They're going to be discussing the fall of Roe, now what, understanding the pro-death ballot initiative and the reality of abortion. Now, Elaine, I'm going to go to you here in a minute, but I want to say, first we want to say thank you to, again, to Don in New Hampshire, $50, and Maryland and Massachusetts, $75. Thank you, thank you. Now, this thing coming up, there's a lot of confusion. What's happening, Elaine, they're trying to make it appear that if you vote yes on issue one, you want to amend the Constitution, but that's exactly the opposite. It's already been amended about 137 times.
No, issue one is actually about the percentage that it takes to amend the Constitution. At the beginning of June, Ohio was one of 22 states that did not have a 60% pass rate for an amended constitution. And now Ohio, this week, is one of nine. So one of nine states that still has a less than 60% needed to amend the constitution. So that's why we have to vote yes, because issue one basically would raise the percent for approval to amend the Constitution to at least 60%, and that's what is needed because the rest of the states have already done it.
Yeah, all but what, nine states have done it,
right? Nine states now. And the interesting thing here, the people fighting this the most, if you look at all of the Democratic organizations, they have a 60% pass rate for most everything, but they're fighting this one.
Right, well, not only that, but look here. You've got about $4 million has already been spent by Planned Predators. Planned Predators, what they call Planned Parenthood, their name is a lie. They
are liars,
and their name is a lie.
Is also
they have killed more human beings than any army in the world. They're a creeping, crawling, cancerous death on all of humanity. And that's what Planned Parenthood really is. They're a creeping, crawling, cancerous death, folks. And they kill people with your tax dollars. They know how to get in and get a hold of these ruthless, spineless, corrupt politicians to suck your money, your hard-earned dollars, tax dollars, like bloodsuckers. They're merciless. They're wicked.
It's not only Planned Parenthood. It's the ACLU. And it's out-of-state interest groups that are pouring all millions of dollars
George
into
Soros,
the state
California.
Of Ohio.
If millions and millions and millions of dollars coming in from George Soros from
Correct.
California. Dark money. It's called dark money. It's
and they're
money.
Using the state of Ohio as a test state, okay, to see whether or not their tactics are going to work. But it's the out-of-state special interest groups that are the problem. And, of course, our legislature, our governor, and all the executive branch is fighting and tug of war with us to the wrong direction.
Yeah, I know that. Now we have, as I was coming out there, where I live in my county out there, most all of the signs that are out are vote yes, vote yes. Now this is what you want to do. Believe me, this is imperative that you do this. This is a matter of life and death. You tell everyone you run into, look, we can't outspend them. The Lord Jesus himself said when it comes to making money, the wicked are much better at it than the righteous, okay, the Christians. Now, here, what you have to do is you have to tell everybody that to vote yes. It's imperative that they vote yes. This is extremely important on August 8th on Issue 1.
It raises the amount of percentage needed to pass any future amendments for the state of Ohio. If this does not pass, then it negates all of the heartbreak. Beat bill and everything else that we've been fighting against for the past 2 decades.
And I've worked worked 50 years on this. You know, I was involved in passing the heartbeat bill. I was involved in legislation on what they call partial birth. We called it the brain suction abortion trail. I've been involved in that for 50 years.
And see, what the other side is doing right now is they have paid out-of-state people coming in with clipboards saying, you know, they're trying to do away with your reproductive rights with Issue 1. So they're confusing things. People are not reading, and they're signing because it sounds like a good thing to keep a right that, you know, I deserve. However, what they're talking about is a proposed amendment that the other side wants to put into the legislature that will basically do away with all of the restrictions on abortion, on transgender. It will take away parental consent. It'll make us another California. Most of you that are listeners know what's going on in California. You know, just this week, basically, they passed a law that it's the judges that are going to determine whether somebody's a sex offender or not.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's absolutely unbelievable, but it's going to remove parental rights. And this amendment in November that they're putting out also doesn't have any age restrictions on it for anything.
Well, not only that, but look, not only does it remove all parental rights, in other words, if your 14 or 15-year-old daughter goes and has her breasts cut off, the only time you won't even find out about it until you get the bill.
Well, you don't get the bill. They won't send you. They'll use your insurance but won't tell you that they used it. They don't have to tell you.
Yeah, well, anyhow, folks, let me tell you, it's horrible. This is that what they're doing is right from the pit of hell. So when you see these people with this vote no signs in their yard, they're involved. These are the same group of people. I went through Pepper Pike and saw all these signs in the yards, the Democratic Party elite, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the good news is they get one vote and you get one vote. Now, of course, we know about election fraud, and we know the Democratic Party, when it comes to election fraud, they are to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll, folks. I mean, they're good at it, okay? Now, here, this not only will eliminate all the pro-life legislation, the very same people that are behind this, believe me, are the same people that are behind all of the child sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, these are the same people that are behind the very same thing. So you've got to fight this. You've got to fight this.
And the amendment itself in November actually says the state, et cetera, will not, and other people, will not interfere with a person or entity that assists an individual exercising this right. And what this means, it explicitly protects rapists, sex traffickers, and abusers who assist in procuring abortions for underage victims.
Right. And what they have now, what they want to change the word pedophile to minor attractiveness, okay?
Minor attracted person, MAP.
Right. This is from hell. It's right from the pit of hell. These people have no morals. They've got no values, okay? They're wicked to the core, wicked to the entire core. So you've got to stand up and fight. Listen, if you won't stand up and fight, well, the Lord Jesus said he'd rather you be hot or cold than lukewarm. But he also says this in James 1:22. Be you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Deceiving your own self. Now is the time. Here's your choice. You can stand up with honor and integrity. And by the way, got to remind you this. The one thing from Genesis to Revelation that God's word, the Bible, demands the most is obedience to God. That's anything else. Joe, they can either stand up, run to the battle, and be counted, or they'll have all of eternity to wish they had, right?
Very, very long time to regret not doing something.
Yeah, so, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for nothing. And there's people that really don't want to be seen. They want to do their thing in the background. Well, this is not the time. The rest of the United States is looking to the state of Ohio, and we have to make history here.
Okay, I've had people calling. They want to know where they get those magnetic signs like we have on our cars, okay? I have 50 of those magnetic signs coming in back, and we've gone through all the ones we had. These are signs you put on your car, and now we have people telling me, look, I'm in my car on the roads all day long. A lot of people will see these. Vote yes on issue one. Vote yes on issue one. Okay, that's the message we have to get out. And so we will have 50 of them coming in by the first of next week.
And what is very nice about this is that you'll get a beep and people will give you the thumbs up.
Yeah. Okay. And so anyhow, that's what's happening there.
Something there. We've got all across the nation, the revolution, the communist revolution is winning. We've been, Pastor Ernie said many, many years ago, we were the voice of the Christian resistance movement. He saw what was happening to take over the loss of faith, the change in America. That's why he called this the voice of the Christian resistance. And it is now time for every God-fearing, Bible-believing person, every person that loves America, the Constitution, even, you know, if you're Jew or Muslim, if you love this country, what it stands for, it is time that everybody has to stand up and say, no, we're not going to tolerate wokeism. No, we're not going to see the Constitution decimated. We're going to have to get involved in some way. This is the battle of, you know, really the lifeblood of America, probably since the Revolutionary War. The most important thing that has happened is for us to stand and stop the revolution that's taking place. It's that serious. It's that big. It can be done. There are a lot more of us than there are of them, but we have to quit sitting back thinking, let George do it. Somebody else will handle it. Somebody else will fix it.
I got to give the numbers out, Joe, that right now the numbers is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I don't see any lights coming on. See, when the phone's ringing, I'm in here, but I can see lights lighting up that telling me the phone's ringing. And right now, the phones aren't ringing. So you know what we're going to have to do, Joe? We're going to play a clip. Now, this guy, we're going to play a five-minute clip. In that 5 minutes, people need to call. They need to call in this next 5 minutes. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, he doesn't take a breath. Go ahead and take it away.
This is the end of the beginning. Welcome to today's show. You have to be literally insane at this point in the year 2023 to actually think that all of us who are screaming from the rooftops and have been screaming since before the planned demic occurred about the depopulation agenda. If anyone out there is not understanding yet, then you might as well look yourself in the mirror, check the pulse on your wrist, and realize that if there is a pulse, that you are brain dead. Because these people are not only openly admitting to depopulation and wanting to depopulate, from the Georgia Guidestones telling us flat out in the open that they want to do it, to all of these people who are supposedly in power, even though they weren't elected, to telling us, to even the vice president, him, herself, telling us just now that they want to depopulate. Listen for yourself.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population
Oh, so what are people going to say? That was a slip of the tongue? Is that what they're going to say? That it's a slip of the tongue? You know, all of these things that have happened where everybody's life was just freely flowing over the last 40 years, with the exception of some events that have occurred here and there, like the 11th of September. But people's lives were not bothered by the government as they are now. I mean, yes, you pay taxes. Yes, there were some things that occurred. But literally now, every single day, people are angry. Why are they angry? Because the government overreach. Because the government is affecting our day-to-day income by inflation, by telling us what we can and can't say, by trying to take our guns, by telling us that we suddenly don't need to care about America first, that we need to care about other countries first. They're telling us that we need to castrate children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And nobody's suspicious of all of these people who have their hands in all of these things that are going on over and over and over again, from the climate to the outbreak. They're all supposed to be separate things, right? But Bill Gates and all of them have their hand in it. And they're all telling you that they want to depopulate. Let's take a look at some clips from Bill telling us over and over and over again how the goal is to depopulate and how he's getting very, very angry. I mean, very, very frustrated with the fact that we weren't.
What would you like to see as your legacy in 10, 15 years?
Of the new work?
Of the new work.
Yeah.
Of your new function.
Well, I set very ambitious goals because I'm quite optimistic. If you look at, say, the 20 diseases that our Global Health Program goes after, I hope that within 15 years, over half of those, we could have had a very dramatic impact. Some of them will prove to be harder than others. For example, AIDS, we will have made an improvement, but not the dramatic improvement probably in that time frame. Malaria, perhaps, and a number of the other ones, we have things in the pipeline. So, you know, huge change in the mortality rates in developing countries, which then has this effect of reducing population growth. That's this big benefit that then makes everything like education and nutrition a lot easier. So I have very high expectations there. And we actually use these dashboards internally at the foundation to make everything be quite numeric. You know, we're trying to be rigorous about that and even share those so that.
All right, we're back. Elaine and Joe, their philosophy is this. If you tell people, you take away the shock value, and that we're going to depopulate. In other words, you let them know that this is planned. You say it's planned, so don't worry about it. We're going to kill off a big part of the population. But it's okay, because this has been well planned out. People act kind of stupid, don't they?
Well, yeah, but it's called being, it was coined by Mike Adams just recently on one of his podcasts, that basically he's calling these people obedience idiots.
Okay.
All right, because they're obeying what doesn't make any sense. They're not using logic. They're being hijacked, and they're falling for all the propaganda.
Well, the Bible's got a better name for him. He calls him simple-minded over in Proverbs chapter 2. Mm-hmm. He calls him the simple-minded, okay? And Joe, they're like lemons, aren't they?
Well, they're useful idiots also is another term for them. And, yeah, they're like lemmings. They are running to their own disaster. They're driving themselves off a cliff into national suicide.
And I believe what's happening now is they're beginning to lose their captive audience because they made a big mistake by going after the children. All right? Because even the mothers that are more in the neutral middle range or even what you would consider on the woke side, all right, they want their parental rights for their kids. And so by going after the kids, you know, that's opening up minds to take a look at things in a more comprehensive manner, I believe.
It did wake up some of them. For years and for we've been trying to tell people, but, you know, you've had these modern women, they don't listen to programs like this.
No, they're not listening to it, but they're being affected.
Yeah. Okay, so they're realizing, you know, what COVID did. COVID got their attention on what their children were actually being taught in the public school system, okay? Now, you know, it's an amazing thing. Let me give you a good example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right here, Cleveland Clinic. Cleveland Clinic has recently told people, well, this goes back probably 6 months ago or better, that yes, you're four times, if you've gotten the shots, you're four times more likely to get the COVID, and you're four times more likely to die from COVID if you've got COVID, right? And then so go ahead. We've got the shots are available. We have the shots here. So in other words, you come on in, we'll give you the shots, we'll get you sick, and, you know, you're likely to die. But that's okay because it's planned, right?
Well, the thing of it is all the research out there globally in Europe and other countries says that for every jab that you have taken, your immune system is going to go down 30%. And most likely by the second or third jab, you will develop AIDS and HIV.
Well, but not only that, but I read one of the medical reports said that you're eight times more likely to die from the jab than you are from the COVID.
Correct.
So what we
it's call a bioweapon.
Yeah, and that's what it is. But remember, folks, look at it's okay if you make yourself sick or die because it's planned. And that's what they're telling you. And many of you out there are saying, well, listen, if I'm stupid, then they're going to like me. They're going to like me more, especially those people in the media. They'll like me if I'm stupid, right? I mean, that seems to be the mindset that they have out there.
It actually doesn't make any common sense. And the thing of it is that propaganda seems to be accelerating to a certain extent, which means that the situation is not hopeless, that we are shifting everything along the same lines for liberty and the pursuit of happiness and the Constitutional Republic, which we all love.
All right. Joe, what do you have? We've got 5 minutes, and then we're going to go to a break and pick up another 5 minutes of that clip. But go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I saw, depleted U.S. strategic oil reserve under Biden will not be refilled during his term.
Okay, hold it right there. I got to give the number very quickly one more time. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Thank you, John in West Park, for a pledge 70. Mary in New York, pledge 50. Thank you. Go ahead, Joe.
This is so important to the country. Biden sold a huge amount of our strategic petroleum reserve. He did it to keep gas prices low, to keep the sheeple, the simple-minded people happy, those who couldn't figure out he was doing it just to buy votes. And our national security is at stake. We've never had our oil supply so low. And a lot of it is actually, went to China. A subsidiary, 1 million barrels of it went to a company called Sinopec, a state-owned Chinese company, in which Hunter Biden's private equity firm held about $1.7 billion stake. And the White House is basically mounting said they're not going to be able to refill it right now. and that it probably won't be refilled until the end of the Biden's second term in office. So think about that. For the next, 5 years, we're going to be at risk. If there's any national emergency, war, we are caught with our pants down. We are going to be very short on energy, and trust me, it takes a lot of oil, gasoline, diesel to run a war. Right, Pastor?
Biden's the best president China ever had.
Exactly.
And that's exactly.
And his son, and of course, the Biden crime family profited, like I said, by they got at least 1 million barrels were sold to this Chinese company, Sinopec, and their firm holds about $1.7 billion stake in that company. So they're being richly rewarded.
They absolutely are, Joe. And again, what we've told people now for the last 3 years how, according to the Chinese top brass, the Biden crime cartel is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party.
They said so themselves.
That's what they've said for themselves. And, well, all the evidence is there. What does the Bible say? By the fruits they bear, right?
Right.
And
the
fruit, will
they be known?
And so if Joe is selling America out to the Chinese Communist Party, that's the fruits they bear. But you see, again, remember, our country has been hit with a plague of stupid. I mean, stupid has really, really taken root in America. And the people that are following,
they want to be cool, Pastor. They want to be in. They want to follow the latest trends. They want to be popular. And they go along. They're ignorant. Like you said, they are fools. They're simple-minded people. And they just think they want to be part of the progressive movement, the in crowd, and they'll be accepted. And they've never read history, and all of those people were called useful idiots, and most of them were...
Yeah, but Joe, the mainstream media has been extremely professional and proficient in dumbing people down. The mainstream media says, look at us, we look professional here, we're going to help you be as dumb as you can be, okay?
Exactly, and we'll help make you even dumber.
Absolutely right. Remember, we're here in the narrative. Forget the truth. We're gonna lie to you, and we're gonna do it very well. And we're going to do it all the way through the echo chamber. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come. We'll be right back with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work.
Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.